This is KCUR 89.3. Once considered a swing state, Missouri has become increasingly red in the last decade. Voters overwhelmingly supported Donald Trump last year and elected Republicans to every statewide office. The politics of Ray County, just northeast of Kansas City, and home to the small town of Oreck, have followed this trend. KCUR's Laura Ziegler's been spending time in Oreck and reports people there are talking a lot about politics and agreeing to disagree.
Pretty much the same group of elderly white men meet every morning at 6 here at Fubbler's Cove Diner on Front Street in Oreck.
Yeah, we got that big rain that went, that you guys didn't.
This morning they're talking about the usual stuff, the weather, the crops. I ask for their opinions on how they think the current national political climate is affecting them.
You probably don't want to hear them.
I absolutely do.
Nah, it's best left alone.
The deal with these guys is they don't see eye to eye, not about politics or about the town's mayor or about a lot of things. But it doesn't get in the way of their coffee and their conversation.
Well, we've got to split at this table. Some are Trump, some ain't.
That's just about what I'd expect, I told them. Politics have been changing in this neck of the woods. In 2008, Ray County voters split right about down the middle for Barack Obama and John McCain. In 2012, Mitt Romney beat Obama by about 10 points in Ray County, and last November it was Trump over Clinton 65-28%. Stirring his coffee, David Nail says he's always voted Republican, and he voted for Donald Trump.
You know, I guess he's trying, you know, but sometimes he's a little wild, a little far out there, but you know what? Maybe it's time for something like that, though. Yeah, we'll see.
Most of the men don't want to give me their names, at least their real names.
What's your name?
I don't have one.
You don't have any? You don't want to be identified?
My name's Ralph Contodio.
Okay.
I went through that way one semester in school, so I can be Ralph Contodio.
And how do I spell it?
I don't know how.
Okay, I'm going to call this man Ralph, and he tells me he is unhappy with this Republican trend. A retired construction worker, a union man, and a lifelong Democrat, what he sees is a younger generation that doesn't appreciate what government has always done for the working man.
Well, like me and my son, we didn't talk for 2 weeks over it. Because he voted for Trump, and I chewed his butt out good.
Terry Galloway, a retired school teacher, says he's right in the middle. He's not a Democrat or a Republican. He votes for the person. He thinks a lot of people in places like Oreck are just turned off politics. For one thing, he says traditional party politics have changed.
The values are kind of crossed. Democratically, we think it's for the small person. Well, most small persons in communities like this, they go to church, they have religious beliefs. And then their parties are actually against their religious beliefs. They get to be Democrat, and the Democrats believe in abortion and gay rights and all the other stuff. And then the Republican Party doesn't believe in that stuff so much.
Also, he says there's a reason for the growing urban-rural split among the electorate. People in small towns, he says, feel ignored, like they're not getting their fair share of the resources that they're being talked down to. And he says they're just sick of the way Washington operates.
Democrats right now, I'm not a Trump man, but if he comes up with something good, they're not going to do it because he's Republican. Same thing on the Republicans. If a Democrat comes up and does something, they won't do it because he's a Democrat. What they've done is they've lost the grassroots people that don't care about them anymore because they don't care about us.
And this leaves many in Oreck inclined to disengage. It means they don't think, for example, how fewer federal highway dollars might affect their community or less money for rural development. This gentleman, who identified himself to me as Sparky and who people seem to call Sparky, says that anymore, he's pretty much just worried about what affects him personally.
Right now I'm retired, and as long as Medicare and my pension stays, I'm just happy as a bug in a rug. Let them do what they want to do, but just as long as you don't touch my pension or my Social Security.
I see some heads nodding at Sparky's idea. Others are shaking their heads in disapproval. And others just keep drinking their coffee like they're ready to go on and talk about something else. Laura Ziegler, KCUR 89.3.